A rift between the Lesnoy Native Corporation and a timber company contracted to log around Chiniac spilled into the courts last week after A1 Timber filed a lawsuit alleging breach of contract. The move comes amid the surfacing of a telephone recording in which Lesnoy leadership brags about a plan to oust the timber company and bankrupt its owners. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
An excerpt from a conversation between Lesnoy's leadership and an Idaho-based timber consultant has garnered nearly 3,000 hits since it was posted on YouTube last week. The conversation was back in November when Frontier Timber of Post Falls, Idaho was embroiled in a lawsuit with A1 Timber's Tom Lachine. In the tape, Lesnoy CEO Carol Pagano and her husband Leonard Zeiser discuss their plans to force Tom Lachine out and take over the Kodiak logging operations themselves.
They were trying to do this job on their own, but from the very beginning, they were, you know, their plan was to bring a logger in and get everything set up and then basically throw them to the wolves once they got some money in their account.
That's Clarence Mackey of Frontier Timber, who recorded the call.
And I thought, you know, that's just not right, no matter who it is. I mean, I was in a lawsuit with the company he was talking about, but I still didn't think that was right.
State laws in Idaho and Alaska allow a telephone conversation to be legally recorded, provided one of the parties consents. On the call, Maxie can be heard expressing his surprise that relations between Lesnoy and A1 had gotten so bad.
I thought you guys were in hog heaven. You know, your money was rolling in and you were happy with Tom and everything was going great. I had no idea that... So you played a pretty straight face.
Well, I had to. You know, my whole goal was to get this thing financed by Tom this way and then toss him to the wolves when it was time and go do this ourselves.
All of these revelations come as the Chiniac logging operation has been at a standstill since December. Last May, Lesnoy and A1 Timber agreed to a $15 million deal in which 100 million board feet of logs from Kodiak would be cut and shipped to Asian markets. A1 Timber says only a tenth of the lumber has been harvested since operations were suspended 3 months ago. Lesnoy CEO Carol Pagano declined to comment and referred questions to attorney Bill Ingoldson. Ingoldson says the allegations made against the Village Corporation are false and that it was A1 Timber that had breached the contract, leading to suspended operations at Chiniac. And last week's release of phone tapes, he says, is part of a smear campaign against the Village Corporation.
When we were still negotiating and discussing and had resolved a lot of differences and there was some optimism, maybe this will work, this YouTube video comes out. And that was planned. That was obviously planned. And you have to wonder what type of person would do something like that and in the middle of negotiations, and why is it being done?
Last week, A1 Timber filed a lawsuit against Lesnoy, alleging that last October, Leonard Zeiser threatened to kill the contract unless A1 pay a premium from profits. The lawsuit says Tom Lachine refused to pay, and from the November telephone tapes, it's apparent that relations had deteriorated. Here's Zeiser talking to Maxie.
Every time that Tom comes around us, and even when he's not around us, he's spreading rumors about us, you know, which are obviously untruths.
Uh-huh.
And we figured Tom out long, long time ago, but we needed this revenue, you know, to get the corporation up and going again. And we were just waiting for the moment to put him under. And he's doing it, obviously, to himself.
He's doing it to himself, exactly.
Maxie denies any financial interest in either Lesnoy or A1. Meanwhile, A1's lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Anchorage seeks at least $75,000 in damages, plus an injunction forcing Lesnoy to allow logging to resume. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.